Okay, good evening YouTube. Welcome to episode number 30 of FPL Family for season 19-20. My name is Lee. This is Sam. First thing I need to ask you, Sam. Let's get this out there. Best goalkeeper in the Premier League right now. Edison, Alisson, De Gea, or Steve Cook from Bournemouth. It's what a save from Steve Cook. Did you see it?
What is he thinking?
He's thinking this is a dead cert goal and I need to save it. It's instinctive. We've all been there.
I've played football
for a lot of my life. I've done some instinctive stuff like that before.
But it's idiotic. You're going to put your team down to 10 men. You're giving away a penalty. It's just stupid.
I'm not saying it's not idiotic. How good was it? What a great save.
Well, look, I mean, if I'm quite frank, I do think that you should be thinking about swapping the keeper out now. Just play Steve Cook in goal.
Absolutely. Steve Cook. Save of the season from Steve Cook. Absolutely sensational. If you guys haven't seen that yet. Need to have a go and have a look at that on Twitter. Absolutely brilliant.
The keeper ever gets sent off, though?
There you go. Get him in goal. Him and Kyle Walker. England's number one. Yeah. Ain't got much else to choose from, have we, for the summer? Guys, good evening. Welcome to episode 30 of FPL Family. This is our Game Week 23 reaction video. We've got like 188 of you in already. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Because frankly,
Game Week 23.
I just want to put it to one side. I'd be like, screw FPL, this has been a disaster of a game week.
Game Week 23 is a disgrace.
I love how you said that. It's a disgrace. Everything that could have gone wrong in Game Week 23 more or less went wrong for the majority of us. Don't get me wrong, I've seen some really nice scores out there. FPL editor with a really nice score I saw just as I was coming on to Craig. Really nice score up in the 60s. Some of our managers of the month, and we're talking about that again in a bit later on, talking about our January manager of the month competition. Jemima at the top of that league right now. Ooh, what a game week. Tell you what, apart from those two, pretty much everything went wrong.
This sums up my game week. It's all going wrong. My at me if when it happens on FYI was that Anthony Taylor would give a penalty that Jamie Vardy would score.
Yes, it was. I remember that.
And I'm sitting there when Anthony Taylor gives a penalty and Jamie Vardy's got the ball in his hand and I'm thinking...
You've got the armband
on
him.
I'm thinking, if nothing else goes right this game week...
Just let it be this.
My at me's going to happen and my captain's going to score.
Yeah.
And the beep misses it.
We're going to talk about that Leicester game in a bit more detail. Guys, honestly, and I tweeted this out earlier, so many things that happened this game week were so hard to call. If you've got a bad score this game week, guys, do not beat yourselves up about it. There was so much that was so random. Like Chelsea completely bossing Newcastle for 91 minutes. And then Hayden gets his first goal in possibly forever. And it's like, where did that come from? Smash and grab 1-0. You've got Steve Cook with his goalkeeper of the year, save Golden Gloves nominee going on. You've got Vardy missing a penalty and Leicester being...
Spurs keeping a clean sheet. What the hell has happened there?
Gazzaniga saving a penalty. What? Absolutely sensational.
Against Deeney, who's been on fantastic form. Like, honestly, this game week is a joke.
Absolutely random, guys.
No, I'll go back. It's a disgrace. That is the right word.
A few of the guys in the live chat, including FPL Trophy Mo, good evening. He's saying, yes, Sam, you're right. It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. I actually think we should have a vote.
Which manager was that? No, was that Drogba? It's a disgrace.
I think we should have a vote. And Game Week 23 should just be null and void.
Null and void. And guys, you guys don't need us to tell you this. We are going headlong into double Game Week 24. Starts on Tuesday. And goodness me, I cannot wait.
Do you know what you're doing?
No, I've got bloody clue. Not a clue. We've got 225 people in. If you are looking for double game week certainty here, if you're looking for which three Liverpool players should I definitely pick, I couldn't tell you. I honestly don't think there is a right or wrong answer to this, and we will talk obviously more about it later. I'll talk through my current plan.
Okay.
And I sat here last week and I went on the Scoutcast in the week and I dropped a little bit of a bomb on the Scoutcast in terms of, we talked to Joe about sacrifices, who's got to make way, and I said, well, for me, it's got to be KDB out for Mane. And I tweeted earlier, I said, well, I was really reluctant to do that. And I was looking around my team thinking, I don't want to get rid of Rashford because he's got Burnley. I really don't want to lose KDB or Vardy. I've got money tied up in those guys. I don't know who to get rid of. They can all go now. They can all go. Rashford's out, if you guys haven't seen the news. Pre-Liverpool game, I think Solskjaer told Sky Sports that he's out for a few weeks. Turns out Ole Gunnar Solskjaer underplaying injuries again. Shock. It's actually a lot longer than that. Possibly a season ender.
At least 3 months.
Yeah, according to FPL Unsubscribe. For you guys that are not following FPL Unsubscribe on Twitter, I think it's FPL_unsubscribe. Bit of an ITK. called that Rashford injury a few hours before it got announced. So I think he's got a bit of insider knowledge there. Good follow, guys, if you haven't followed him already. FPL underscore unsubscribe, I think, is the handle. And you guys that follow him on Twitter, if I'm wrong, tell us in the live chat. But yeah, broke that news a few hours before it actually went out via the media, via Sky Sports. Looks like he could be done for the season, potentially. Double back fracture, isn't it? Or double backbone something problem. Not good, put it that way.
I mean, let's all just, you know, say a little prayer for Gareth Southgate in England in the summer with Rashford and Kane.
Oh, well, you know that front now, don't you, in the summer?
Well, he's going to have to go grovelling to Jamie Vardy, isn't he?
It's Danny flipping Ings.
He's in. Oh, hello, Danny Ings.
It's Danny Ings. It's Danny Ings. Oh,
No, because you've broken Danny Ings.
I've not broken
you
Danny Ings.
You single-handedly broke Danny Ings. And I still have not forgiven you.
I'm not having that. No, it wasn't just me.
No, you broke him.
It wasn't just me.
You.
FPL General.
No,
Holly, FF
you.
Community, bought him in as well this week.
You.
All right, it's my fault. And speaking of which, that is one of the poll questions this evening.
What, didn't he
not
break Danny?
How I broke Danny Ings. But one of the guys, and let's jump into the questions for this evening.
Is it genuinely a poll question?
Genuinely one of the, Andrew Yee saying, FPL subscribe, isn't it? Not unsubscribe. Is it FPL subscribe? I'm pretty sure it's unsubscribe, Andrew. Guys, someone go on Twitter, have a look at this and tell us what it is in the live chat. Definitively, is it FPL subscribe or unsubscribe? Either way, he's an ITK, knows his stuff, you need to follow him. Yeah, one of the questions is Danny Ings broke now? Now, I really thank you, Danny McDonald, for the question and for not saying, has Lee broken Danny Ings? He's no, basically, Slack, is Danny Ings broken?
I think you'll find that the entire Slack on Saturday...
were blaming me.
Blamed you.
Yes, and they're probably right, to be fair. Probably
you did
right.
It started, we said Lee'd broken Danny Ings before it had even kicked off, when there was the whisperings that Danny Ings wasn't even going to play.
Yeah.
Then he plays and he blanks. It's definitely Lee's fault.
Mm. Well, the guys in the live chat are saying... it's not FPL unsubscribe. It was. Now it's FPL subscribe.
Oh my God. This is so complicated. This is why I don't do Twitter.
Blowing my mind. This is why Instagram. Stick with Instagram's way easier.
I know where I am with that.
Way easier. Yeah, way easier. Guys, here are the questions for tonight's polls. If you've never answered a poll question before, now's the night to do it. Get into the little white eye above my head. Answer these questions in the polls. Come from our Patreon community over in the Slack. So guys, thank you for the questions today. There's Danny's question. Is Danny Ings now broken? Yes or no? On the back of... frankly, what was a very... what in the two halves? I mean, sorry to give it a real football cliche, but goodness me. Saints 2-0 up. I don't know if there might have even been a bit of complacency there. I don't know, but Wolves coming back into it. From Southampton, yes, Sam, from Southampton. But listen, Wolves come back into it. Obviously had a bit of a talking to at half-time, and when you've got Raul Jimenez in your team, always got a chance, haven't you? So is Danny Ings now broken? Yes or no? 2 goals for the Saints. No goal involvement for Danny Ings after a lot of us, including me... bought him in. So there's the first question. Second question.
Who'd you take out for him, by the way?
Oh, my transfers this week were Gaeta for McCarthy. That went well.
Yeah, you broke him as well.
Broke him. And then it was Abraham for Ings. So I broke Ings as well. But Gaeta and Abraham didn't get anything, so...
At least you didn't do Jimenez to Ings, which was popular this week.
Well, yes. That was very popular. Those, yeah, if you guys did Jimenez to Ings this week, that is...
painful.
That's a difficult one. It's a difficult one to take. So Danny's question is in there. Second question comes from Kyle Brett. Thank you, Kyle, for the question. He's saying, best cheap defenders to bring in. Holgate, Lascelles, Williams, Rico, or Tanganga?
Tanganga!
Tanganga now.
Love
absolutely,
it.
Sam. On everyone's radar. Another reasonable performance from the young man. More than reasonable, actually. Picked up an early booking, actually, and I did think that was going to be a problem. But actually asserted himself in the game and wasn't rushed into anything, wasn't rash, and actually quite a mature performance.
I mean, I don't want to get excited because quite honestly, it's Spurs and anything could happen. But I am quietly excited by the kid.
Well, if he doesn't summarise or if he doesn't epitomise everything that Spurs have needed for the last 12 months, I don't know what is. I mean, we've talked on here before, we've said before, and we won't go into this in too much detail now. Maybe when we cover the Spurs game, which will get approximately 42 seconds because Spurs are the new Watford, as we figured.
Excuse me!
Joe will be loving that.
What is going on with you today?
You've broken Danny Ings, you've broken McCarthy,
you're slagging off Spurs.
Listen, I haven't got a lot of time for Spurs at the minute. I'll tell you, not a lot to love about Spurs right now.
Get rid of this bit of fluff because it's a white feather. I mean, I'm not sure if that means you're surrendering or what.
No, you're right because it's tainting the Alisson, what did he get to say, 11 or 12 pointer? What an assist!
No, right, that's right. Okay. Oh. Now, this is exactly the same as Henderson. When Henderson got me that assist and you were like, no, fluke, keep me.
That's because you had Henderson in your team. I haven't got Alisson. haven't got Alison. What are you talking about?
I'm in a funny mood tonight.
You're in a funny mood tonight. Right, let's get back on with these questions. We are already 15 minutes in. We're a quarter of the way through the live stream and we haven't even covered the flipping question.
I didn't say hello yet.
Kyle Brett, best cheap defender, Holgate, Lascelles, Williams, Rico or Tanganga? Taylor Eckhart, which Watford midfielder, Saar, Doucouré, Pereira, Hughes or Kapoue? Some interesting choices
hello?
In there. Thank you, Taylor, for the question.
Where did it come from?
I think. Thank you, Taylor, for the question. Kapoue or Hughes? I'm getting the polls and answer that one, guys. Neil Preston.
They'll get none. That's my prediction.
0% for either of those two. Somebody vote for Hughes and Kapoue. Just, you know.
No, because we need more than one person because it'll still be 0%.
Come on. Yeah, you come on. Long-term patron of ours, Neil Preston. Neil, good evening.
Hi,
how
Neil.
Are we doing? Triple captain in double game week 24. Basically, the question on everyone's lips right now from Neil. Notice that it gets at least two thumbs up, maybe even three, in the Patreon Slack there, in terms of everyone's asking this question, right?
What are the options?
So, Neil is saying, who are you going to triple captain in double game week 24? So he's basically asking, who's the best asset for 24? Looks like Neil's going to play his triple captain chip. I have some thoughts about playing mine as well, and I'm sure you do too. He's saying Mane, Salah, Trent, Robbo, Firmino, the famous five. The five that we're all thinking about.
Why is there no West Ham in there?
You can only have three. Why do you think there's no West Ham in there? Because Neil's not a complete moron, that's why. No West Ham in there. Final question from Martin Treaky Swartz. Thank you, Martin. A long-term patron of ours again. Thank you very much, Martin, for supporting us over on Patreon. Best Rashford replacement. So, of course, we've just discussed the fact he's out now for, in Ollie's words, a few weeks. In Sky Sports' words, quite a bit longer than that. And in FPL Subscribe's words, possibly for the season. So, either way, he is now, if you've got him,
I mean,
you'll make
weight,
I think.
Your back. You're not back in a few weeks, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's like a double as well, isn't it? So it's not good. I tell you what, and again...
Didn't drive himself to training either. I mean, that's always
no,
a bad sign.
Yeah, and again, I'm off at a tangent again, guys, and I will keep this stream on track, but goodness me, what is Ollie doing, playing him in the fixture they just had? I can't remember where they just played before Liverpool, but he's playing... He's
in
obviously,
the cup, Wolves,
wasn't
cup?
It? Yeah, Wolves in the cup replay, of course. So a game where... Oh, I don't know. Obviously, they've got to put out their best side. They want to get through in the cup. Ollie's like, well, we've not got any chance to get in the league.
Well, to
so
be fair,
I want a trophy. And
he
he's...
didn't play him from the start, did he? So Rashford must have said, I'm
yeah,
fine, I'm fine, Gaffer. He's come on. He's managed, 15 minutes and then done himself more of an injury. It's one of those things,
yeah,
I think,
I
as a
know.
Manager, you can only trust the player on that.
Do you not think that Ollie's putting himself and his own desire to win a trophy for Manchester United before he's binned at the end of the season for Pochettino? Before the welfare of his players?
No.
I think he is.
No.
Well,
I don't. Because
well,
I genuinely think in a circumstance like that, you trust the player. And Rashford basically came out and said, I got it wrong and I should have said I wasn't ready.
Okay, well, get in the comments, guys. Live chat, or if you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. What is your Rashford plan now? What is your Rashford plan? And as a few of you, Martin actually is in tonight. Martin, good evening.
Hiya.
He's saying he's actually considering thinking Greenwood in as a Rashford replacement, which would save you the thick end of about £5 million. So actually, not a bad shout if you want to go up to Salah or Mane. I can see what you're thinking.
I can see the justification for you.
There we go, guys. So those are the questions. Get into the polls, little white eye above my head, and answer those questions on behalf of the patrons. Thank you very much, guys. So let's have a look at our Twitter. Here it is on the left-hand side. And we're going to say hello to a few people. Let's see who is in for this evening. Ariaman18 is in. He says, hashtag sell Ingsley. For goodness sake, we want him back. We want him back on form, Lee. You need to sell him. Toxic Fusion is here. How are we doing? I'm so scared about this triple captain. Yeah, you
Why?
And me both.
Why?
You and me both.
Just go with it. It can't be as bad as 23. I think 23 is a secret blessing because now whatever happens in 24 feels better than this.
Could be. Jeff Holt is in. Jeff, good evening. How are we doing? He's saying, FPL need to disregard yellows for removing shirts, in my opinion. Disappointing when Mo took his shirt off, wasn't it? Obviously, I was happy that he scored.
But this is the
disappointing
the
to take
funniest
his shirt off.
Thing about the Salah
like?
Goal was that Lee obviously celebrated it, but for a very short period of time before he started shouting, don't take your shirt off, don't take your shirt off.
I literally, I was up and I just went, yeah, no, shirt, yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Martin is here, of course. Hello, Martin, good evening. Stealth Panda, your favourite
I
name on the live
name.
Stream. So that's Stealth Panda.
Wish I was called Stealth Panda.
We can make that happen.
I might be called Stealth something else.
Stealth, what is going on tonight? What have you, it's been that bad a game week. Have we just gone delirious?
I think so. And I think the other thing is it's because I know that I've got another deadline in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
And so somehow...
None of us know what we're doing with FPL.
Of 23...
Comes the phoenix
to,
of...
Yeah, but... I mean, can phoenixes grow in 2 days?
Yes.
Good ones?
Don't know. How do we get talking about Phoenixes? Florin Sandu, good evening. How are you doing? Mike Gascoigne is in. How are you doing, Mike? Very nice to see you. Barry Coleman is here. Should have benched Vardy for Soyuncu, he says. Well, I don't think any FPL manager worth their salt is benching Vardy right now. Not least
not against Burnley.
For Soyuncu. You've got to play him against Burnley. There's no doubt about it. Gaz Temple is in. He's saying, great show already, guys. Gaz, thank you very much for saying that. We don't feel like it is. I feel like it's a bit like this game week. It's
chaos.
Just chaos and nonsense. Absolutely ridiculous.
So wait, in a minute, I'll handball it.
Just do a Steve Cook. Boom. Up you go, Stevie Cook. Love that. Liam is saying, just can't catch a break this season, Liam. If one of those seasons,
it's
mate.
Like
as we
this.
Said at the beginning, listen, if you've had a bad week this week, and I know I was watching, following FPL tips on, I watched following Harry on Twitter.
Oh, Harry. Is Harry here?
He's had a stinker. Harry, if you're in, come and have a chat. Come and share the... What is it? The apathy? Just
no,
kind of share
you know,
it.
And if it makes you feel better about Richarlison not playing for our competition, at least he didn't play there, so
at least
you know.
At least he didn't play either. This is that's like the worst competition
this is
ever.
The world's worst competition.
Sigurdsson versus Richarlison is the worst competition I've ever heard. Charlie Paulina is in. How are you doing, Charlie? Rasmus Anderson, Notorious Nerd, and all host of you, a load of you guys are in 473, which frankly, on the back of game week 23, and it's madness that was game week 23. We thank you, 473 of you for coming up and showing up for tonight's FPL family. Because frankly, wouldn't blame you for just going, screw FPL, can't be done. Just
Love Island's on. Ibiza weekend is on soon.
Love Island, do me a favour. Right, let's get into this, Sam. Let's get into this because at some stage tonight, Sam, we do have to talk about FPL. That is absolutely what we're here for.
What should we talk about?
What should we talk about? We should talk about these games that happened this weekend. We should
talk
about that. And I think we should possibly start with, I think what has to go down as the shock of the weekend, which is Burnley 2, Leicester City 1. What the hell? I mean, I genuinely don't know how to analyse that because obviously that game, sitting there, it's a 2 o'clock kickoff, wherever it was, maybe it's half two, I don't know. So most of Sunday, most of today to look forward to that game. And I'm thinking, well, Soyuncu, Maddison, which was a differential against you, and then Vardy captain, which was a differential against all the KDB captainers.
And
there,
after KDB
back can't wait for this game. Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I went in today feeling red arrow yesterday, yeah. But I was like, do you know what? I feel quietly confident because I've got Vardy as my captain against Burnley. They're terrible.
Oh.
I've got Salah. He could do bits today against Man United. They're not going to have Rashford. So, you know, that's fine. I've got Trent, who always does some bits. And I was like, yeah, I feel quietly. And Soyuncu, Burnley won't score. That's a clean sheet. I'll have a green arrow by the end of the day. What are you doing?
Same as all you guys. We'll have, you know, listened to all the pods. We'll have looked at all the stats. We've been on the Scoutcast, researched how badly Burnley are defending right now, and we know that, you know, Leicester aren't exactly pulling up many trees last few weeks, there's no doubt about it, but no one saw that coming, did they? Burnley 2, Leicester 1. Give us your thoughts then, on particular, about your Leicester assets. So Vardy and Soyuncu in your team, without Wilfred Ndidi in the middle there to shield that back four, they look hopelessly open, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because
Mendy is not anywhere near what a sort of player that Ndidi is.
No. I think it's a tough one because up until today, literally up until today, this kind of slightly building Leicester out momentum that's been there, sort of hovering in the background, you know.
You're considering Vardy out, are you?
No. But that kind of, up until today, I was looking at everybody when they're talking about this thinking, I don't know about this. I mean, Leicester, I know they're not at the moment, but they've been the second best team in the league for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been playing well and all right, they've had a little blip, but you know, it's Leicester that start playing better, right?
Yeah.
Then today I watched them and I thought, my God, you are terrible.
Not good,
against Burnley. And this is the other thing that I have to keep reminding myself that they're not playing Liverpool or somebody that's on a good run of form. They're playing Burnley, who have been, quite frankly, awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And actually, after the West Ham, so their West Ham game at home, obviously in game week 24. Now after that, listen to this, Chelsea at home, Wolves away, Man City at home, and then they go away to Norwich. Four tricky-ish looking games there. I mean, they're all teams that, you know, we've said before about the fact that Vardy likes to find that space in behind, doesn't like playing teams that defend well, and Burnley did defend well today. There's no doubt about it. It's a different sort of Burnley turned up today.
It definitely
Even
was.
Nick Pope saved a flipping penalty. I mean, what is going on here?
Great,
what
thanks,
is going
Pope.
On? So actually, those games might suit Vardy, and on that basis, I think I'm going to keep him. But get in the comments, guys, if you're thinking of selling Jamie Vardy, I want to hear your opinions. Why would you sell him? I think there's a case, though. I think there's a case.
So I think, for me, Vardy isn't on the chopping block yet.
Did you know that penalty was his first shot on goal since Boxing Day?
I know. know.
What is going on? I know he's missed some games. I get that.
Yeah.
But that's a bit of a damning statistic.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, he's yet to score a goal in 2020 is an issue. It is an issue, but I think there's bigger issues. Like, I think for me, Soyuncu is a bigger issue than Vardy because he is a premium defender now in terms of the price that he's taking up in my team.
So Liam Healy, Liam's in the live chat saying, absolutely, I'm going to keep Vardy, but Soyuncu very much on the chopping block.
Yeah, and he is for me right now because, you know, I'm looking around my team and I'm thinking, without giving too much away yet as to my Liverpool strategy, I'm looking at my team thinking, not necessarily, not now, but longer term, after the double, I definitely want a double Liverpool defence.
Yeah, okay.
Soyuncu could easily become Robertson.
He could, couldn't he?
Easily. No problem at all with that. I would have no problem at all. Liverpool got a lovely run of fixtures. That could easily happen. What about Maddison for you? Because you've obviously got all three.
It's a tough one, you know. It's a tough one because, again, another blank for him. So that's now, what, 6 or 7 game weeks where he's had one return. And let me remind you, that one return was an absolute worldie against Newcastle, which, all right, it's a worldie and he's getting double-digit haul off the back of it. So I'm not complaining about that. But he ain't going to score worldies every week.
No.
And he has looked a bit off it. And I don't know whether that's a Maddison statement or a Leicester statement.
It's a Leicester statement.
I think it's a bit of both, potentially.
I think if your talisman hasn't had a shot on target all year.
Yeah.
That tells you a lot about the state of the team.
Yeah. Well, so to answer your question, he's very much on the chopping block, Maddison, for sure.
Yeah.
If I think about where I'm going to go with my Liverpool strategy, more on that a bit later on. But if it is for Mané in the middle, I won't be doing, as I said on the Scoutcast last week, KDB out. It will be Maddison out. And the reason I can now afford that is because obviously Rashford's got to go, isn't he? Mm. So Rashford's got to go. I'll free up some money.
You got two?
No, I've only got one. I've only got one transfer.
Oh, it's a hit.
So I will have to take a hit. Probably only my second or third. No, only my second hit of the season if I want Mane. If I want Firmino,
easy.
Rashford to Firmino, done. If I want Robertson, Soyuncu to Robertson, done. Actually, I've got enough money in the bank to possibly do even one of my even cheaper defenders up. So I've got some money. So Robertson, Firmino can be done without a hit. Mane needs a hit. But with Maddison in the form he's in, he would be the sacrificial lamb, I think, for Mane. And I'd fund it with Rashford.
I don't think that would be a bad thing.
Well, listen, or to be discussed when we talk about Liverpool strategies. So Leicester, with West Ham at home next, don't be too hasty on Vardy, I don't think. But the other two guys, the Soyuncus, the Maddisons, if you're holding on to Chilwell or Pereira, get rid. I mean, Fuchs played today. There's a lot of talk on Twitter about which side does he play on Chilwell. It's Chilwell, isn't it? A lot of talk about Chilwell. Mm. Potentially not getting back in that side and Fuchs taking over.
Eh?
Yeah, listen, it's definitely on. Burnley, for their part in that game, really nice, great result for them. Great result for them. However, Manu and Arsenal in the next two.
Yeah.
We got more things to think about than bringing in Burnley assets right now, I would suggest.
Yes,
so let's move on. Right, Burnley 2, Leicester 1. Let's go to the other game in Super Sunday then. Liverpool 2, Manchester United 0. Absolute bullet header from Virgil van Dijk.
What Virgil does best, really, wasn't it?
Doing what Virgil does best, absolutely sensational. And then Salah rounding off with an assist from Alisson, just goes belting through. And after he missed an absolute sitter in that second half, Salah, I felt like as soon as he got through on goal there, I thought he was going to score that because I thought it would be in his head that he should have finished this game before and now he's got to finish it. And he did finish it really, really well.
I was really frustrated with Liverpool today.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
I felt like it was hard to watch from an FPL owner point of view. Because
who have you got? Salah and Trent?
Yeah. So fine. They didn't
say that's all right.
But I felt like it was just one of those frustrating games where it was so wasteful and there were so many good opportunities that they weren't taking. And it made me kind of ponder in terms of game week 24 in particular.
Yeah, so this is my question to you. What did you take from that game that's going to help you?
Well, I just,
game week 24.
For me,
because I'll be honest, I've got not a long list. He bought Mane and Firmino off early-ish. Save him a few minutes. So, good, I think. But, I mean, Firmino has a goal ruled out, which... And here's my view on this, and sorry to cut you off, but here's my view on the David De Gea foul. It's not a foul. Virgil does not foul a goalkeeper. They just jump together and he knocks the goalkeeper over because he's Virgil and he's absolutely massive. Now, the ball falls to Brandon Williams. Brandon Williams has it under control and can easily clear it. The ref puts his whistle to his mouth and he doesn't blow for a free kick because he thinks that Brandon Williams is just going to knock it away. He doesn't need to give a foul because it's just kind of play on. But then Mane picks Brandon Williams' pocket, gives it to Firmino, belts it in. Of course, we have to go to VAR, and the ref, I think, gives a foul. I don't think the ref was going to give that foul. And I don't think it was. But guys, get in the comments, let me know. Aside from that...
I mean, I disagree. I think it is a foul on the keeper.
You think it was a foul? Okay. To be fair, it could have gone either way. I've got my red goggles then.
I think it's a foul on the keeper. I think it's given a foul on the keeper all day long because that's what, you know, that is always the case. But for me, I think this game, what it particularly highlighted to me is how irritating it can be owning Salah and Mane together because that is such a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like 12.4 and 12.3, I think they are now, aren't they? So what, 24.7 million of your budget, so a quarter of your budget on two players.
Two pretty good players, but still.
Undeniably. Yeah. I'm not in any way questioning their abilities here in what I'm about to say, but a quarter of your FPL budget on two players who do not seem to regularly score points at the same time. It seems to be one of them in one match, then another one in another. Okay, in a double game week, you've got two matches, so you might get returns from one in one and returns from one in the other. But for me, if I'm going to spend a quarter of my budget on two players, I want them to return every 5 minutes because that's the kind of thing you need, given that I could spread that money a bit more evenly and potentially get better returns across the rest of my team.
So let's cover this now. Might as well do it now. What are you doing in game week 24? Where are you going?
I'm doing Firmino.
You are going Firmino?
Yeah.
Locked in? Or what percentage are you doing that? Is that
90%,
95%?
99.8. Wow, okay. I've only not done it yet because I wanted to make sure he made it through the game today. So I nearly did it. If Liverpool had played yesterday, I'd have done it last night.
Okay.
I only didn't because the price rises were kind of, they were looking like they weren't going to go and they didn't yesterday. Okay. I've got the money in the bank to do Tammy to Firmino, no problem at all. And I've still got one free transfer then in the bank to just kind of play with. Right. Now, I don't know what that's going to be yet because my original intention was to do Martinho to Martial,
okay,
because Manchester United have Burnley, but now we've seen a little bit of a different Burnley this weekend, and I've seen Manchester United without Rashford, and I just didn't think there was as much teeth about Martial without Rashford.
True.
So I'm kind of now pondering whether I want to do that or not, whether I might just stick with Martinho.
So you're 99.8% Firmino.
Yeah,
and unless something comes out in the press, he's got picked up a knock, or something comes out of the blue.
Yeah,
you're going Firmino. Now let me ask you this: triple captain Firmino?
Yeah.
Triple captain Firmino for double game week 24. Sam, you are doing triple captain Firmino.
Why not? I'm in it.
I absolutely love that, by the way. I love that.
Look, if I'm going Firmino, I'm going all in on him.
Oh man, that could be so good. So you are... do you know what I like about that? What I like about that is you're top 10k and you're not saying, I'm going to be safe and pick Mane. You are saying, go for this.
I'm going for top 5, 4k. Yeah. So I've got this. I've just got this gut about him, and I can't shift it. And I've had it for.
It's not a gut feel. But I've had. Look at the stats. He's been fantastic.
I know,
away
but
from
for the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks, in my mind, I've been kind of thinking, I think it's Firmino, and it's been going and going and going, and I've been kind of letting it go in my mind and thinking, well, if I'm still feeling like this just before 24, then that's what I'm doing.
Jamie Lamming, fair play, Sam. That is bold.
But it's the only way. So I'm at this point, and you know, game week 23 is kind of, it's pushed me into this now, what's happened this week, because I feel like my season has been such a roller coaster. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
If Firmino nails this week,
boom.
That's going to be top 3K probably.
It's an opportunity, isn't it?
And it's an
opportunity. I like that you're seeing it as an opportunity.
It's an opportunity that I'm not prepared to let go.
Yeah. Very rarely, because you've been hovering between 5 and 15K for a long time.
All year, pretty much.
Triple captain Firmino, if he bangs, will solidify you in the top 5K.
That's the plan.
Goodness me. Goodness me. Let's see what you guys are saying in the live chat about that. Aria Man is saying, absolutely loving that. Absolutely loving it. Paddy Power is saying, Sam, the stats are leading you astray. Look at the eye test. He drops deep, etc. More of that.
More of that.
Love that. More of that. Lovely name in the live chat. He's saying, round of applause for that bravery. Absolutely sensational. Aaron Chen, TC Firmino is ballsy. Woohoo, Sam. Loving it. Loving it. Flynn XD, I want a triple captain, Bobby. I just can't get to him. I haven't got the money. But he wants to do it. And MU Fan TV, good evening MU Fan TV, saying, over time, I've just learned not to question Sam's decisions.
I love that. What a comment that is.
Absolutely fantastic. Azzy, thank you for the super chat. He's saying, baptised Firmino 2.0. quite sure I understand what that comment means.
Oh, did you not see the video? So no, Firmino got baptised this week.
Right.
By Alisson.
Really?
Yeah, well, there was a priest, obviously. But Alisson was there, and Alisson and the priest baptised Firmino, and then they were all crying in the pool where he was baptised. It was a bit weird to watch, but yes, Alisson did indeed baptise Firmino. So Firmino, with God on his side for 24.
For the triple captain.
He gets the armband, triple and he gets captain. the three armbands.
He's got some divine intervention on his side, absolutely. Flynn XD is already saying, congrats on the 40-plus points, Sam, you're going to get from triple captain Firmino.
I want more than that. If he's gonna, I want him to get like 80 on his own.
Rudran is saying, I'm playing it safe, Sam. Mane triple captain for me. Got to be safe. Guys, this, I think...
Do you think any triple captain is safe?
Well, I think you and Rudran have absolutely nailed it there. Between you, you've nailed it. Are you playing it safe? If you're playing it safe, Mane triple captain.
Do you think even that's safe, though?
Mane triple captain is safe. He's 40% owned, probably over 40% now. A lot of them are going to trip a captain, and a lot are going to triple captain. If you want to protect your rank, Mane triple captain. If you are going balls out, Firmino triple captain. And what I would say
is... Where does Salah come into this?
Salah could absolutely be a good triple captain. There's no doubt about it. Wasn't that long ago? Trent got 24 points away at Leicester. So I mean, it's not,
should
it's
we
not
add
impossible.
Him in there?
It's not impossible.
Van Dijk, should we put it on him? I mean, Alisson gets assists today. Wow. Let's put it on him.
Well, listen, guys, I wish I had as much certainty about what I'm doing for the double game week as you. I mean,
you've got to make a decision, though.
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, this safety versus, you know, this risk versus reward thing. I must admit, you going Firmino triple captain...
It's making you go Mane, isn't it?
Makes me want to go Mane triple captain. It does make me want to go Mane triple captain, because you talk about opportunity. I've been riding your coattails all season, and Mane triple captain is an opportunity for me to catch up with you. So Mane triple captain, I definitely could be swayed towards that. But this what happened last season. I did this exact thing last season where I tried to chase you, and it was bad. It was a really bad thing to do.
Because you were doing really well until you deliberately tried to chase me. Because you were like catching by a little bit every week.
That's
and
what
then
Dylan's
you went
saying.
Rogue.
Dylan, they do. Lee, you got burned last season.
You did.
Learn your lesson.
You went rogue, and then it went all horribly wrong.
Absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Lee, you should be the only one going for triple... You should be the one going for triple captain Bobby Wong. Maybe I will. I don't know.
No, don't. You jinx everyone that you bring in.
Well, so the lesson I learned from today is that Liverpool are really bloody hard to score against.
Yeah.
Really hard to score against.
Oh, hello. You're going to go without Rogier, aren't you? And tell me you're going to get double defence.
Well, possibly. Possibly. And it would be, I think I would still go
Robble?
I think I would still go Robertson over Virgil van Dijk. Now, if you look at some of the stats and some of the, even just overall FPL points, I think Van Dijk might be above Robbo now. I don't know after today. Somebody in the live chat can tell us that.
Okay.
But it's not as clear a picture between those two as you'd think, potentially.
So, right. So say, just say then you do Robbo in. Presumably you're still going to triple captain somebody. So where's it going if you've got the double defence and Salah?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I might save it. I could triple captain Trent. I mean, triple captain Trent. Is that such a bad shout?
No, I don't think that's a bad shout at all.
If you look at Trent's last few weeks, it's like it's six every week, and then the odd time he gets a 9 or a 10 or an 11.
I don't think Trent is a bad...
All he's
bad
got to do is ping a corner to Virgil again against Wolves or West Ham.
He does that all the time.
If you triple captain Trent and he pings a corner and then Liverpool get a goal from a set piece...
And he's going to get bats then.
That's 30 points.
Yeah.
From a game. 30 points.
Yeah.
Just because Trent pings in a corner to the right person. I mean, it's... I love it. I honestly love what is about to happen, guys. Oh, it hasn't even happened yet, and I love it, because there's going to be so many upset people, there's going to be so many euphoric people. I just get the feeling this double game week is going to, it's going to change seasons.
I think
it's going to be season defining, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
I cannot wait for it.
I just think that sometimes there comes a point in the season where you just have to put on your big girl or boy pants.
Your big girl pants.
You have to man up a bit, and you have to say, do you know what? I need to stand by my commitments, and... If it goes horribly wrong, which sometimes triple captains do, then I'll just rebuild. Okay. But the reward for it going well.
Ben Lawson, I'm going to captain Salah.
I tell you something, that this game week, 24, the captain's armband stats will be so spread.
Flynn XD, I'm going to triple captain Trent. Sam's got Bobby and I raise you, Sam. Trent Alexander-Arnold.
That's brave. I don't think it's as brave as Bobby. Captain in Trent, I don't think, is as brave as Bobby. Because I just feel like Liverpool clean sheets are on. So, you know, there's always going to be something for Trent. If it's not a clean sheet, it'll be a assist or something or other.
Right, listen, I think what we're saying is you're going Firmino.
You don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm still... My original plan was Mane, and I still think it'd be Mane. Triple captain Mane. And the fact that you're doing Firmino makes me want to do it even more. So there we go. That is going to be an interesting live stream this time next week when we know
Thursday night's going to be horrendous.
Wow. Anything to discuss on Manchester United from that game other than...
without Rashford, I just thought they lacked teeth.
Well, the fixtures coming up for Manchester United are pretty damn good, by the way. So Burnley at home, Wolves at home, away to Chelsea, then home to Watford, away at Everton. So three of the next four at Old Trafford against teams that... Well, listen, difficult to say. I mean, Burnley after today could be a lot better. Wolves, always difficult to beat, but can concede. Watford playing a lot better recently. I think I'd be more inclined to have a look at Brandon Williams again at 4.0 than I would go into Martial. I think they will definitely lose something without Rashford in that side.
Yes.
It's talismanic for them, isn't it?
Yes, I totally agree. And I think for me... Part of the reason I didn't make my transfers early, and there was I was getting a lot of questioning on Instagram Saturday morning about why hadn't I already got rid of Dele Alli and done the Firmino thing already if that's what I was going to do. And I was like, well, I need to see Manchester United without Rashford, and I need a clear understanding of what that team is going to be like and how long is Rashford out. Because for me, Martial is an absolutely lovely FPL asset if he is playing with Rashford. Without Rashford, I feel like he loses some of that appeal.
Missed a bit of a sitter today, though. One that you would have expected him, and I dare say actually Rashford, to pop away.
He did. But I just question whether Martial is as good of an asset without Rashford alongside him as he is when Rashford is there.
Okay, all right. Quick comment from Nyasha. Thank you, Nyasha, for the comment. Luke Shaw is back, so Williams will be benched. Now, interestingly, he played them both today on that wing, which I think was more... to nullify the threat of Salah and Trent down that side. Who do you think gets that starting space? Is it Salah or Williams? Is it Salah or Williams? Is it Shaw or Williams?
Well, I think Williams hasn't done anything wrong. So to lose his place would be...
Done a lot of things right, I would say.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. So maybe it's one of those that, you know, he stays on for a while. It's always a risk with the 4.0, but as a 4.0... Does it matter if they don't play every game? Probably not.
Okay. All right, let's move on because we're rapidly running out of time because of all that Liverpool chat.
Fairly done two games.
That's just the two games we've suddenly covered. Let's quickly whiz round Saturday. And goodness me, I don't know genuinely what was going on Saturday. Absolutely some crazy results.
No one was getting any FPL points.
Literally no FPL points knocking about. Not least your Chelsea assets. Unless you've got Reece James, who I think went off before the goal. So if you've got Reece James, fair play. I think he picked up a couple of bonus points as well.
Jamming.
If not, also a bit of an injury potentially, so keep an eye on that one. You got Tammy Abraham. I got rid of him for Danny Ings last week.
Yeah.
As a Tammy owner, how do you feel now? Given that fixtures coming up look like this, Arsenal, Leicester, Man United, Spurs, before they travel to Bournemouth. So the next four against opponents, and I dare say rivals for their top four berth. Tammy Abraham, in or out for you?
He's going for Firmino.
He'll be the one to make way for Firmino. Okay, so he's out for you. Okay. Any other Chelsea assets that you're thinking of getting rid of? Okay.
I don't have any more. I just have Tammy. I think, I kind of held Tammy because he has been so... He's consistently played as their front man, and you kind of feel like in a Chelsea team that's going or has been going places that he was going to get the goals. And of late, that's just kind of dried off a little bit, and you're never really sure what kind of Chelsea you're going to get. Like this game... Chelsea, I thought, were really good. For most of that game, they dominated, yet they couldn't finish it. And that worries me. And then, obviously, Newcastle nick it right at the death with Hayden. So.
I actually thought Newcastle, for their part, were pretty defensively well-drilled, solid. I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kieran Clarke had a really damn good game, I thought.
Chelsea
and actually, even the forward guys are starting... I mean, St. Maximin, is he that bad a player? I think he's all right, actually, to be fair.
Mr.
Thitter. He's not a great player, but I think he's all right. Listen, I'm not thinking about bringing any Newcastle players into my FPL team, though, are you?
No, not
all
right Chelsea.
Now. Or Chelsea with those fixtures coming up. So we're going to skip right past Newcastle, Chelsea, other than to say, really nice result if you're a Geordie fan. Really, really nice result.
Why
what a smash and grab. West Ham 1, Everton 1. Now, we're all seem to be piling onto the Holgates and the Calvert-Lewins for Everton.
Holgate, I love that boy.
Yeah, that's a really nice assist.
The best thing, I'll tell you a little story. We were watching BT Sports on Saturday, weren't we?
Score, the live... Yeah, yeah.
Kids, I don't even know where the kids were. They were doing something else. It was just Lee and I watching the football. And we're sat there and it flashed up that the Everton clean sheet had gone, and we were both like,
gutted.
Oh, God.
I think we bonded over Holgate this week. We bonded a little bit because we were either cheering or lamenting.
And we were both kind of, we were not expecting him to play because of Ancelotti's comments, but we both played him on the basis that with all the other injuries at Everton, maybe he might just get a start. And then when it came up that Everton had scored, and we both, and I went, well, you never know. It might be a Holgate assist. And then it flashed up, Holgate assist, and we both went, yeah, to the point where the kids were like, you're right, downstairs.
Don't often cheer Everton goals, guys. Don't often cheer Everton goals.
We were cheering the Holgate assist, but he's an, that was
Did
a
you
nice...
see the assist, though? Had he had his hair cut that week, that wouldn't have been an assist.
I don't care. It got me 7 FPL points. From Holgate this week,
I think he held up my Saturday.
And I'm telling you something, at the end of Saturday, he was the only player in my team that had scored any points. So, that man is on my Christmas card list.
Someone that won't be on a lot of FPL managers' Christmas cards list, Sidibe. Not getting the start for the Toffees at the weekend. So
well, that's not his fault, it's Ancelotti.
Goodness knows what's happening there. Ancelotti did come out in the press in the week previous and say, I do need to start resting a few players. And he did specifically mention
Holgate.
Holgate, which is kind of interesting that he then plays Holgate. And obviously not Sidibe, but who knows?
I wonder if Holgate might get rest in midweek. Is my fear about him. But
could do. And for those looking to bring in to get some money in the bank for the Liverpool players in double game week 24, should they be looking at Dominic Calvert-Lewin? Given that the Everton fixtures look like this: Newcastle at home, Watford away, Crystal Palace at home, before they go to Arsenal and then Manchester United. So three of the next five, at least,
look pretty good. I don't think Calvert-Lewin is a bad pick at all. I was worried. My fear for Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and I was talking to somebody in the Slack about this. There was a lot of kind of chatter about Dominic Calvert-Lewin. With Richarlison and Sigurdsson out, it was a bit like, well, is Calvert-Lewin just going to be isolated? Is he going to not get any real service? Is it going to be a problem?
Yeah.
Actually, I think we saw this weekend that it's not so much of a problem. So I think as far as cheap strikers go, you could do a lot worse than bringing in Calvert-Lewin.
Do you know what I liked about Calvert-Lewin is that when he scores goals, and particularly this goal against West Ham, the celebration was quite muted. Now, whenever I see a player with a muted celebration in the sort of form that Calvert-Lewin is in, that to me suggests that he's in a really confident mood. There wasn't this outburst of relief like when, you know, when Almiron got his first goal, didn't he? And he's like, shirt off in the crowd. He was so happy to score.
Yeah.
Calvert-Lewin is just like, yeah, I've scored. Yeah, that's what I do nowadays.
Yeah.
And I just think that confidence that's being bred through him because of what Ancelotti was saying, because of the Duncan Ferguson connection as well, I think he's a really nice pick. And even in the longer, the sort of medium to longer term with the Arsenal-Man United fixture, he can score in those games.
I think so. Yeah, so I definitely don't think he's a bad pick. And I
Five point something in the game, still really, really cheap.
Yeah, and actually, you know, if you want to go for a real... I mean, how much is Tucson now?
No,
because I think, you know, now we're talking about...
He plays for Palace now, by the way, you know that.
Yes, but scored this week.
Yeah.
So,
About Everton, you went Tucson, I was like, oh, she's not clocked that he's gone to Palace.
No, he scored against Manchester City. My point was that, you know, there are a few cheap forwards that are coming up now and sort of saying, you know, well, raising their head. And Sam, I wonder...
We've just lost 100 viewers because you said Tucson.
No, we
was
haven't.
A decent option.
Don't lie.
People are tuning out because you've gone for Tucson.
No, they're not. I think the point is that there's going to be a lot of movement this week with people trying to save some money to do whatever Liverpool strategy they want to achieve for game week 24.
Yeah.
So it's looking at who are going to be the cheap defenders. Well, we know who they are. The cheap midfielders, we sort of know who they are. The cheap strikers, there's a couple of them now, I think, are starting to kind of show themselves. And Tucson, he's one that I'm watching, because I think in terms of saving money, if he continues to play at Palace and can kind of go on a run, look, he never really got going at Everton. That doesn't make him a bad player.
The only thing I will say about that is that Palace's fixtures are Saints at home, Sheffield United at home, Everton, Newcastle, then Brighton.
So, yeah, I mean, he's got to go back to Everton. Can he play against them? He's on loan. Parent club. Probably not. Probably can't.
Tucson.
Probably can't.
Moving on, guys. Moving on. Man City.
Let's talk about... Two, we've got to go and talk about Tucson then.
Triple captain Firmino was out there. Tucson is... You've lost it.
I don't think he'll be able to play against Everton, their parent club.
Man City 2, Crystal Palace 2. Oh, Tucson scored. We should all be piling on Tucson. I'd rather talk about FPL royalty, Mr. Sergio Aguero. If you got him in a couple of weeks ago, fair play. Hat-trick followed by two goals for Mr. Sergio Aguero.
But with
all the Liverpool talk, we should be thinking about Aguero, shouldn't we?
I don't know, Lynn.
Should be getting Firmino. Should be going Aguero.
He'd probably get benched midweek. This is my issue. Is that, you know, you look at, and I think, did I say this on FYI? I think I said this on FYI. You sit there and you look at Aguero and I think, yeah, Aguero, there's no denying that Aguero is a great player.
Sorry, I've got Otto Mild in the live chat saying, move on FFS. FFS. Totem, move on.
There's no denying that Aguero is an excellent pick. Is an excellent player. My fear is that...
FPL Schwartz, triple captain Totem.
No, I'm not that rogue. I might just bring him in for some budget saving.
Sorry, go on, Aguero.
But I just can't bring myself just invest that much money in a player who I just don't trust Pep with.
That's the thing. It's trusting Pep, isn't it?
It's not Aguero.
Because those people that were like, well, Pep's come out, been bigging up Mahrez, been talking about how great Mahrez is. Mahrez, loads of points in the last few weeks. Only bought him off, subbed him in one game. 90 minutes after 90 minutes. Bench.
I know.
Bench.
And that...
Same with Sterling, last couple of... Bench.
And that's the epitome of Pep. And that's the thing I can't stand. Now, with Mahrez, it's a little different because the price tag is significantly cheaper than Aguero. But I can't own Aguero because I just can't trust Pep. And I don't want to own Sterling because I don't trust Pep, but also because I don't rate Sterling that much at the moment.
Okay. All right. Do you think that City and Pep feel like the title might be over and therefore they might start focusing on Europe 100%. And less on the league?
Yeah. Pep said, didn't he? Came out and said something like, there's no point in looking up.
He did say that. Yeah, he did say that.
So if your manager comes out in the press and says, there is no point in us looking up, what on earth does that do for the team?
And by the way, some pretty tricky looking fixtures coming up for Man City, by the way. So, of course, in game week 24, you ain't going to captain anybody from City in 24. It's going to be all about Liverpool. But they do go away to Sheffield United. Then they're away at Spurs in a game week where Liverpool are home to Southampton. Then they play home to West Ham, which is probably, if you're going to captain them in any of the game weeks in the next 5 weeks, I think you'd maybe go for 26 and think about Aguero captain home to West Ham. Even then, Liverpool away at Norwich. What else have you got here? You've got Southampton at home to Burnley, if you're thinking about Danny Ings, potentially. So, there are other options. Liverpool, mostly, options, in that game week 26. And then they go away to Leicester in 27, and home to Arsenal in 28. So, to say the fixtures are mixed for City coming up is a bit of an understatement. And given that you've got Aguero who's going to take up, what, 11 points something of your budget... And you're probably going to have KDB as well.
Yeah, and then you want double Mane and Salah. What the hell's the rest of your team look like?
It's an overinvestment, to be fair. But having said that, you guys that went for Aguero a couple of weeks ago and you've got the 5 goals in 2 game weeks, absolutely great move. Absolutely great move. A quick 42 seconds on Spurs. And the main reason I want to cover Spurs is because Windy is in.
From the
X-Rated podcast. So, Windy, how are you doing? You should talk about Spurs. And I want to talk specifically about the young man at fullback, Tanganga, 4.0 in the game. Should we be getting on him?
Yeah.
You think so? Is he nailed on there now?
But I think it's looking increasingly likely that he is. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and even if he isn't, you know what? If he misses one game in every couple, does it matter? At 4.0... Like, let's be quite honest, you don't want a Spurs defender in half the games of the season anyway.
Yeah.
So, why not? I think...
MU Fan TV is saying Son as well, but Son is playing too wide.
I don't...
You feel that?
Yeah, I don't think Son's the right... I don't think Son is the right FPL asset to own right now. I heard a lot of people talking about how they're going to get Son in for this game week that we've got next against Norwich in midweek, and I'm really not sold on the Son thing for this week. I think Son is playing very much out wide. It's Lucas Moura and Dele Alli through the middle. I thought Lo Celso had a decent-ish game for his first proper start against Watford. I don't know with Spurs. You see, my issue is that Mourinho's either can get the defence right or he can get the front going. And he doesn't seem to be able... punch my mug. He doesn't seem to be able to get both of them to work in unison at the same time. And that for me is a challenge. Now, I've got Dele Alli still when everyone else seems to have ditched him. I just can't bring myself to take him out ahead of a home game against Norwich.
Yeah, it feels a bit wrong.
And I watched him come off that pitch and I watched him punch the chair in frustration on the bench. Now, whether I think that's the right thing or not in terms of how you behave... Part of me, as an FPL owner and as a Spurs fan, thinks, yes, Dele, at least there's some passion about you at the moment. At least there's a little bit of something.
Yeah, but for me, that's frustration. That's frustration that Mourinho's put after being played Remember when Mourinho turned up? Played him in a forward-thinking position. It's not Dele's brother, you're Dele Alli.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to go and score goals. And he had a few games where he was fantastic and everyone got him in. This weekend, he puts in Lo Celso, Moura, Son.
And hit him.
No, but there's another forward on there, wasn't there? Was it Lamella? I think he played Lamella as well. So, and then he puts Winks in the middle with Alli as the two holding ones.
But
so
Alli wasn't like, holding, though, was he, in that game? Not really. He was going.
He had more of a defensive mindset. So what does that tell? So that, for me, says Mourinho doesn't know what to do with Dele Alli. Doesn't know what to do with him.
Okay, I disagree. I don't think that's the case at all. I think he does know exactly what to do with Dele Alli, but I think injuries have meant that he's had to play in a certain way, and I think the situation with Eriksen is not helping at all. That man, if I was Mourinho, I just wouldn't be putting him in the squad at all. Okay. Just leave him out because he causes so much disruption.
So let's hear from Chris. So Windy is in. So Windy, thank you for the comment. Holding fire on Spurs in FPL until we have a more settled selection. He's going to... but keeping Lamella, Lo Celso and potentially Aurier on the watch list.
Not Aurier.
And in brackets, he's put Spitz after Aurier, which I can totally understand. But very, very, very quickly, because we're rapidly running out of time, give me your view on that attacking trio stroke quartet. Son, Lamella, Lo Celso and Moura. If you were going to pick one for that Norwich game...
Moura.
You'd go Moura.
Yeah, because Moura is the most advanced. He's the one that's playing in the striker position. Son's staying out too wide. Lo Celso, I think, is still a bit of a risk. I'm not certain he'll start against Norwich. If he does, and over in the next few weeks, I think he could... And I've said this, I'm definitely watching him because I think he's a great player. And I think Lamella is great, but again, he's just not consistent enough at returning. So I'm tempted to hold Dele for this Norwich game. If I didn't own a Spurs player and I really wanted one ahead of Norwich, then I'd go Moura.
Okay. All right, Jason Stilling, thank you for the super chat. He's posted his team, actually. So he's got Foster, Mook. Who could Mook be? Don't know. Trent, Soyuncu, Lundstrom. You've paraphrased too much, Jason. I can't really read the text. Possibly Willian, Stevens, KDB, Mo, Mane, Cantwell, Doucouré, Ings, Aguero, Ayew. Quite like the sound of that. Quite like the sound of that. Guys, get in the live chat.
What's the three Liverpool there? Mo, Salah and Trent?
It's Trent and Mo and Mane, yeah. With KDB, with Ings, with Aguero.
And Aguero.
So I think that's what he's saying is, here's a team, and then he's got Aguero and with that lot.
And he's got a load of cheapies in there as well.
He's got Ings and he's got Stevens by the looks of it, and possibly a couple of other cheapies, but can be done. Can be done.
Definitely can be done.
So guys, get into the live chat. Let Jason know what you think of his team. Thanks for the post, Jason. Let's move on very, very quickly and talk about a player that is in my team and basically is the difference, I think, between you and I this week, which is Jack Grealish. Sensationally well-taken goal by Grealish. Actually a player that I considered benching this week for Lundstrom, which I'm very, very glad that I didn't.
Yeah, who told you not to do that?
Well, no, it was myself because I did some research and I looked at it and I saw that the return fixture... When Brighton went to Villa Park, Grealish got a goal and assist and 3 bonus points.
I think you'll find I said to you, what are you doing? Why are you benching Grealish?
Whatever.
Holgate's not going to play and Lundstrom will come on anyway. Right, so play Grealish.
All right, so here's a question for you then. Grealish in. Have a listen to these fixtures. Watford at home, Bournemouth away, Spurs at home, Southampton away, Sheffield United at home.
No.
Fifth best on the Fantasy Football Scout fixture ticker for Mr. Jack Grealish. Consistency personified for only 6.5 million in the game, Sam.
No.
Why not?
Because I think Watford are a lot better and defensively they're a lot more solid.
Villa?
Watford, they're playing them next.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I don't see him scoring against Watford. You're trying to keep tricking me out today. Who have they got after Watford? They've got Spurs.
Bournemouth?
Rubbish. So you can easily score against Bournemouth. Then they've got Spurs. I mean, let's see whether Mourinho decides to attack or defend in that game as to what happens. For me, it's never... This thing about Grealish, it's never been about Grealish. It's all about how I don't trust Villa and how the Villa injury crisis is such and they've bought in Reina, so that's a bit better in terms of the keeper situation, but they still don't really have a striker. So
he's the striker. He's basically the most farthest advanced in that team.
Yeah, but they don't have a proper striker, and I just think if they had a striker, then he would be a better asset. I worry about Villa's ability to carry on with the injury crisis that they have.
Okay.
Therefore, I don't want Grealish.
So, Dave Joel, thank you for the comment. He's saying Grealish will score against Watford. He's got a very good record against Watford, Dave is saying. And James Brady is basically saying Grealish is Villa at this point.
He is.
Villa is Grealish. There's no doubt.
Yeah, because what happens if he gets injured? They are literally dead then.
That is true. Do you think he should get a seat on the plane for England next summer?
I mean, there's a lot of empty seats right now. There's a lot of injuries. So he can have pretty much five if he likes.
That's right. The way he's playing, he can fly the flipping plane.
He can play up front instead of Kane and Rashford the way it's going.
He's doing very, very well indeed.
Just play Grealish 11 times.
Where else can we go? Let's have a very quick chat about the comeback for Wolves at St Mary's then. So very much a game of two halves. Southampton seem to be cruising it. No goal involvement from Ings in the first two goals. So we're all sitting here thinking in the second half, Ings is going to just, you know, Wolves will push on and he'll go on and get the goals. But not to be. Jimenez gets in with not just a penalty, but also a nice goal towards the end of the game.
Yeah, McCarthy couldn't have saved that penalty, could he? The one penalty been, I did like, want
would
saved.
Would have been nice for him to save that. And Neto as well is a really cheeky out there differential. He is owned by literally nobody in the game.
But the fixtures are so mixed. Like, Wolves' fixtures are just not great. And I just don't know.
Well, you say not great. They're awful. Liverpool at home, Man United away, Leicester at home, Norwich at home in 27, which looks all right, and then away at Tottenham. So, according to Fantasy Football Scout, they are bottom of the ticker. So, given we've all got a lot of things to do in our teams right now, I don't think I'd be investing. But if you had Jimenez, or indeed Adama Traore, what would you do with those guys right now? Sell or hold?
Depends. If they were going to be your makeway for an extra Liverpool, then I'd sell them.
So you would sell Jimenez to get a Liverpool, but Traore is not going to be your makeway, is he? You can't really take Traore down to anybody.
No, but if
he's already
got,
down there.
No, but if you've got like loads of, like I've got 4.5 million in the bank. So if you have loads of money in the bank and you want to say get, I don't know, whoever, then you could, there may be, but I can't. I've got Moutinho. I'm at the moment, I'm struggling with holding him because it feels like I'm holding him for 28.
Okay. Charlie Pliner. Thank you, Charlie, for the comment. He's saying, Wolves, though, Sam, they're good in hard games. They tend to play well against the top six, as Chris is saying.
They do, but we've got Europe coming back as well now. And
George Malayil is saying he's got Traore and Jimenez. What to do with those two guys? It's difficult, really difficult, given that the fixtures look difficult. Charlie King, Wolves do like those tough fixtures. They can counter-attack. And Otto Mahl is saying Traore is good against the bigger teams because he gets that space in behind. And he's obviously got the pace to roast any of the fullbacks.
I tell you what,
neither
of them better do nothing about against Liverpool because I need a clean sheet from Trent.
There we go.
If everyone else is doubling up at the back, maybe I don't want a clean sheet.
You might want the clean sheet to go. There we go, guys. There is a very whistle-stop tour of all of the action in game week 23. Random, really, really random game week. I found some of the stuff that was going on. I would not have put £10 on most of the stuff to happen. I really wouldn't.
You'd have lost a lot of bets
this weekend. I think you'd have lost a lot of bets this weekend.
A lot of accumulators would have gone.
No doubt about it. Let's have a quick look and a check in on our January Manager of the Month of Patreon League. Notice I have called it January for a change. Often call it December, but this is our January Manager of the Month League. And top of the shop, Sam, up from 7th. Straight into first place, Jemima Louise Kemese, who's one of our newer patrons. She's back. 225 points in January in total. Game week score, Sam, 84 points. 84 points. Now, let me talk you.
Hang on. Wait.
Let me talk you through her team.
That is more than double what I got.
84 points for Jemima this week, which is sensational. Here's her team. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yes, good. 10 points. Grealish, 10 points. Good. Salah. That's 7. Good. Traore, 10 points. Very good. Aguero, captain. 26. Gazzaniga. 14 points.
Right, hang on. How has she still got Gazza?
Gazzaniga, 14 points. Jemima, 84 points. Very much now
she
in the driving seat
and
for
she
January.
She was very, very, very unlucky in December.
She's been very lucky in January with Gazzaniga. Absolutely sensational. But the Aguero, captain, is to be admired, Jemima, no
support.
Doubt about it.
Maybe she's a secret Spurs fan, that's why she's still got Gazzaniga.
Well, she's in the Slack, you can go and ask her.
I'm coming to talk to you in the Slack later.
Samuel Hawkins up to 2nd from 10th with a very, very respectable score of 70 points this week, which is really,
that
really
is very
good this game week. Ashir and Nicola both dropped to 3rd and 4th. Brian's still hanging in there on 200 points, although 25 points now behind Jemima. Tony Holm in there at 6th, 196 points with a game week score of 50. And David Grinnell in at 7th with 191 points. But as you quite rightly said before we come on here,
it's the triple game.
Got the double game week.
Yeah,
so
the triple captains are going to throw this.
Literally, anything can still happen. But Jemima very much in the driving seat with an 84-point game week. What is that? That's a 10, 15, 16-point lead in the January Manager of the Month, guys. So if you want to take part in our monthly Manager of the Month competitions, January is now closed, so you cannot get into January, but February is going to open up next week. I'm going to set the league up.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the code out there, because as soon as that double game week...
How is it nearly February?
Well, we got the double game week, and then game week 25 is February.
This is ridiculous. Where's February coming from?
Like, what happens to January is what I'd like to know.
January's
just gone. Absolutely gone.
January normally drags on forever. I feel like it's got passed in a blink of an eye.
So February, almost upon us, guys. So if you want to take part in our February Manager of the Month, go and check out the links in the description below. patreon.com/FPL family. All the details on the Patreon page in terms of what you can win. All the exclusive Ohana podcasts, access to our Slack as well. The things you can win are from our sponsor, kickingtheballs.com. Things like this, the lovely signed Liverpool Champions of Europe shirt, or indeed the lovely Tottenham Hotspur Football Club signed by Ericsson, Kane, and
Ali. Take Ericsson out.
Might do. Do you think you can sort of tip-ex him out?
I don't know. I don't like him anymore. I might just cut him out and just have the loves of my life.
Savage. Absolutely savage. Going to Inter, isn't he?
Good riddance, bad rubbish.
Going to Inter, isn't he, I think, Christian Eriksen?
Go wherever the hell he likes, as long as it's not Tottenham Hotspur.
Pretty much done. So, guys, there we go. If you want to take part in our February Manager Month, get into the Patreon link in the description below. Check out the details and go and support us over there. You can take part. The league code will be available next week, guys. There we go. That is the January Manager Month. Well done to Jemima. Absolutely sensational. Let's get on to the team, Sam. Here is your team, your Game Week 23 team.
Ugh.
39 points, which I don't know why you're groaning. There are people like our friend, our very good friend, FPL Tips, who I know is in
the
team.
How many has he got?
He's had an absolute stinker.
But he's got more than 11 now, because he must have had Trent or Salah.
He had Trent. He had Trent.
So he's got 21.
It's a tough game week for Tips. So if you're going to... You need to be a bit more... I don't know, just have a bit of sympathy. 39's all right.
No, but you play your own game, right? So I have, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for other people, but what annoys me about myself is that I do this and I like got myself to 6K and I was like, yes, I've got myself to 6K. And then this happens and
talk us through your team.
Well, this is the annoying thing. I still look at that team and think, what on earth has happened? You should have done really well this week. So McCarthy, I thought there was a good chance of a clean sheet. That went. Soyuncu, I mean, I thought a clean sheet was nailed on there. That went. Obviously, Trent doing bits. That's lovely. Cantwell, I thought he was going to do bits this week.
Yeah, a bit disappointed with Cantwell, especially against a 10-man Bournemouth.
Yeah, nothing from him. Yeah. Dele Alli, I thought, Mark, there was some potential there. Nothing from him. KDB, what on earth happened there? Nothing from him. Salah doing bits. Thank you very much.
KDB crashing one off the crossbar, though, didn't he, in the first half. A bit unlucky maybe to not get some points.
I mean, get it in the back of the net.
Score, KDB, Danny.
You know, I might have to phone him up. Tammy Abraham, again, it's like Newcastle away. There should have been some goals in that. There wasn't. Jamie Vardy, literally, I could throttle. How?
Do you know what? That is the Jamie Vardy penalty. That is the kick of a ball has decided whether you probably go from 6K to 5K or 10K on the kick of one football. That's what this game week has come down to. That penalty miss is huge.
Yeah, because if he scores that penalty, he'll probably get some bonus points. Leicester probably go on to win the game.
Yeah. And I said to you, when the ref gave it, and you rolled out a really nice stat that said that the referee, I think it was your at me when it happens, wasn't it, on FPL FYI.
He's got a 9 now.
He always gives a pen. So that was one of the reasons I went for Jamie Vardy captain. And when he gave that penalty, you were just like, yes, here we go. And I was like, he ain't scored it yet. And the way that Vardy was playing in that game, the way that Leicester were playing, and the just non-atmosphere in the stadium, you just felt like... I did feel like he could miss that. Yeah. I did feel like he could miss it.
And then Ings, well, you broke him. But as it happens, I still... And, you know, I look at that team and I think, I wouldn't have done it any differently. I still go into game week 23 exactly the same way that I did.
Okay.
So I can't be that annoyed about it. It's a red arrow, back down to 10K again. So everything I gained last week goes. But... Bobby.
Firmino triple captain.
Bobby's going to do it. I'm so
I'd
sure
love it if he does.
That he's going to just... I just... Oh, Bobby.
I love it if he does. I love it if he does.
With his shiny teeth, we're going to see all those smiles from him and life will be good again.
Well, here we go. As I'm talking through my team, guys, get in the live chat. I can see some shockers, but I can see some very good scores as well. Tim
it feels
Felkin.
Like it is a... Really diverse this week.
It's very stretchy. Yeah. Tim Felkin, 72 points this week.
Nice. Very nice.
Guys, get into the live chat. Martin Schwartz, by the way, had Pope.
I mean.
Pope saved him, he says. Pope saved him. He had Vardy captain, but he had Pope. How did you feel, Martin? Genuinely, how did you feel? Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, Lord.
Here's my team for the game week. 46 points, which, to be honest with you guys, feels bang average.
How many?
46. Bang average. And to be honest with you, given how random that game week was that we've just discussed for the last hour or so, I'm happy to be average. I'm happy to be average. We'll put game week 23 to bed and we'll just move on with the double and start planning for that. Well, start taking some action on that because we've been planning it for the last month, right? But I just want to get into that double game week now and just get it done. It feels a bit like Brexit. We've been talking about it for ages, haven't we? Let's just get it done now. Game week 23 was 46 points. My overall rank before was 43, and I was 42. I'm now at 43, so it was a red arrow, but it was the slimmest of red arrows. Wasn't even a K, actually. It was probably about 300 or 400 places, so more or less a grey dot, to be honest with you. I've never had a grey dot, but almost had a grey dot. So
a grey dot feels quite nice in this game week, actually.
To be par, I think is fine. I think it's fine. On Saturday, it was Holgate and Grealish were basically holding up my whole team. There was twos and ones scattered throughout it, aside from those two guys. And then today, obviously, the Leicester game has just ruined me. It absolutely ruined me. So Andrew Maddison and Captain Vardy in a 2-1 defeat where the Leicester goal was, what was it, Pratt to Barnes. I mean, absolutely horrendous. And then, of course, Trent and Salah coming to the rescue to give me a bit of a boost. So I don't know, don't know what to tell you guys. 46, yeah, fine. We move on. We move on, I think.
You do.
We move on. Just a quick word about our schedule for this week. We're on the Fantasy Premier League podcast with Mr. James Richardson this week. You can find me on the podcast this week, so I will be on. So look forward to chatting to James and to the other guys on the podcast. If you've not ever checked out the Fantasy Premier League podcast, go over to Spotify or SoundCloud or trying to think of others.
So
Deezer, Acast, it's on the app. Yeah, so you can find the podcast in any of your favourite podcast places, as well as, of course,
excellent.
On the apps. Really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really good. And good fun recording it, right?
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who listens to pods, I love listening to the official pod. I really do. It's really,
yeah, it's
really
good.
It's good fun.
Guys, before we go, we need to talk about polls. So let's have a look at the questions back on the screen from the guys in the Slack. Thank you, patrons, for your input this afternoon. Best cheap defender, Sam, Holgate, Lascelle, Williams, Rico or Tanganga?
I'd really like to go for Tanganga, but I'm going to go with Holgate.
Stick with Holgate. Okay, fair enough. Holgate. Over half of you guys going for Holgate. 51%. Tanganga, interestingly, 13%.
Yeah, score on, kid.
Williams in at 21. So Brandon Williams in at 21. Lascelle at 10. And then Rico, how the mighty fall. Rico in at 2%. Absolutely.
If you'd have asked that probably 3 months
stuff.
Ago, he'd have probably got 80%
or something. Possibly. But Holgate, definitely the cheap defender of choice right now, despite Ancelotti's words about maybe he needs a rest, etc. Best Watford midfield options, which is the question that's come from Taylor Eckhart. So Hughes, Saar, Pereira, Decore or Capoue?
Well, based upon the Saar possible hammy, I'm going to go Decore.
Yes, you do need to have a look at that Ismaïla Saar injury, yeah. Which would be, that'd be awful for the kid, wouldn't it? Because he's really ramping up right now, isn't he?
But Decore on that basis.
Yeah, and the guys agree with you. 55% going Decore. The majority of the rest of you, 40%. Going for Saar, actually. So
be careful
with that, guys. The 40% of you that are saying Saar did seem to pick up a bit of a hamstring injury. Pereira in at 2%. Hughes in at 1%. Bless you for supporting Will Hughes. Etienne Capoue, 0%.
Aww.
Someone get in there and vote for Etienne. Poor guy.
Experts.
Poor guy. Possibly should have been sent off this weekend. Who from Liverpool to triple captain, Sam? I'm going to put Firmino because you are going.
Give the ball to Bobby and he will score.
I've got to tell you, the community are not with you right now. The community are going Salah on 38%.
Salah,
triple captain, 38%. 33% of you guys going Mane. 17% of you going with Trent Alexander-Arnold. 9%.
I tell you something.
Going Firmino,
genuinely,
9%.
I'm not surprised at the lack of Firminos, but what I am surprised that it's not Mane that won that poll.
A bit of recency bias there, potentially, with Salah today. Potentially.
Maybe.
But we know what Salah's performances are like, home versus away, right? So anyway, Salah is the, I wouldn't say overwhelming favourite, but he's definitely up there. 38% for Salah, Mane 33, Trent 17, Firmino 9, Robertson 1. Is Danny Ings broken, Sam? Yes or no?
It better not be, no.
No, not yet. 77% of you saying Danny Ings is not broken. And Lee, you have not broken him. But 22% saying, yes, Lee, you are a moron. You have broken Danny Ings. Best Rashford replacement, Sam. Jesus, Firmino, Vardy, Abraham and Jimenez. And before you answer this, I wanted to try and get the same rough price bracket. I could have, of course, put Aguero in there. I could have, of course, put Ings and Calvert-Lewin and all those guys, right? Or indeed, Tucson. But what I'm trying to do is try and get in the same sort of bracket. So best Rashford replacement in a similar bracket.
Firmino.
Jesus, Firmino, Vardy, Abraham, Jimenez, Roberto Firmino, 41% of you guys absolutely going with the Brazilian, 41%. 26% Jimenez, interestingly, keeping faith with the Mexican. Jesus, 9%. Vardy, 19%. And then 3% is Tammy Abraham. So Tammy Abraham, a bit of lack of love for Tammy now with those difficult Chelsea fixtures coming up. Difficult Chelsea fixtures. So there we go, guys. That is it. That is it for another episode of FPL Family. Thank you very much for joining us in what was a completely outrageous game week.
Yeah.
Sum it up for us.
It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. That's how we're going to leave it. It's a disgrace.
But
Drogba style.
The next time we see you, we'll know half of what happened in the Liverpool double.
Absolutely. We will be here in our usual slot, guys. Sunday night, 8 p.m. This time, next week, Sam will have triple captain Firmino.
We'll all be praying that he doesn't play any of them in the FA Cup.
Oh, God. Imagine he plays the front three in the FA Cup.
And they get injured. And they don't play in the second leg of the
absolute scenes.
Can you imagine?
Absolute scenes. Not going to happen, Sam.
I mean, I'm hoping that by going Firmino, Divock Origi plays in the FA Cup.
Oh, goodness me. Goodness me. Well, there we go, guys. Sam will be triple captain in Firmino. You've heard it here first. That is the news. And on that basis, I'm pretty sure I'm going to triple captain Mane. It's going to make for a very, very good stream this time next week. So hit like before you go. If you're new around here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Go and check out our other videos. We've got Manager of the Month videos with all of our previous Managers of the Month. So go check those out again in the end card. Until next time, when it'll be Firmino versus Mane on the triple captaincy, we think.
No, I am.
We'll see you next time.
See you later, guys. Bye. Green arrows.